One of the mitzvahs d'oraisa we have on the night of Pesach is the mitzvah of matzah, the erev tochu matzah. We have a chi of matzah. I mean, we have to eat matzah the whole Pesach because you can't eat chametz. But the special mitzvah, matzah shmura l'shma, that's only Leil Pesach at the Sedarim, the first night or its first two nights. But the rest of Pesach, we have to eat matzah. So generally, we have a general discussion, or I should say it's a debate in the Talmud, whether mitzvahs sriches kavana or not, whether mitzvahs require intent or mitzvahs don't require intent. What do you mean? Anyone says you're about to eat the matzah, don't have kavana? No. It means, but if you ate the matzah without kavana, do you have to repeat the eating of the matzah? So we have a machokas, the Rambam and the Rush, Balitosis, it seems, regarding if you eat the matzah without haseba. So the assumption there is everyone's eating it with shei matzah. So from the Rambam shita is yoyotze, the pashas haramam, and the Rush is yana, because the Gemara says in Arvei Psachim that a waiter that eats haseba, he's yotze, or he eats below haseba, he's not. So the question is, what does the Rambam do? So the Rambam warns, the Gemara never says, you're not yotze the mitzvah of haseba. The Rambam doesn't say you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah, it says you're not yotze the mitzvah of haseba. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim. So we, therefore we try to recline when we eat both matzahs. But it's a more fundamental machlokes, does matzah require kavana? You need haseba, but you need l'shem, you need matzah shmura l'shem mitzvah matzah. What about b'shas achilas kiyam ha-mitzvah? So there seems to be a stira in the Rambam where the mitzvah sriches kavana. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shofar, mitzvah sriches kavana. Everyone has to hear. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he writes, kafav achol matzah yotza. So someone puts a gun to him and says, eat the matzah, so you yotze. So it seems to be a steer. From Hilchos Shofar, it seems mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. If a mitzvah matzah, it seems, now if a mitzvah shofar means mitzvah sriches kavana, and mitzvah matzah, we see ain't a sriches kavana. So how do we reconcile? So the famous answer from the Rav, really mitzvah ain't sriches kavana in the Rambam. But Shofar is the exception because that's a din in Tefillah. Or others point out, is it the Kesef Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, one of them, a first one in the Rambam, points out that no, really mitzvah sriches kavana. So therefore by Shofar, you need the kavana. But by matzah, shekeinena, like we have by Misasek with Rabbi Akiva Eger, that even though normally you're Misasek on something, you're putter, at least putter mina onshin. However, shekei nene, but with something which involves hana, the hana is mitzvah for you to the maisa. Similarly here, if kafa va'ocho matzah, since you get hana from the matzah, to the F4, that builds up your kavana. So however you're going to learn the Rambam, halacha l'maisa, the Magen Avraham goes with the klal, I think, of the Radbaz, that when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah sriches kavana, a mitzvah d'rabbana, an ein sriches kavana, so therefore, since the mitzvah of matzah, at least the parts of the mitzvah you're eating l'shem, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, matzah afikomen, so then mitzvah sriches kavana. Perhaps if it's only a din d'rabbanan, maybe by Korach or by other places, so then mitzvah ein sriches. So the bottom line is matzah is a d'oraisa, and therefore one has to eat. So not only do you have to bake the matzah, l'shem mitzvah matzah, or at least whatever shemur matzah means, or at least shemur michametz, and you have to recline according to everybody, definitely l'chadchila. And so too, l'chadchila as well, and perhaps even b'di'eved, to fulfill the mitzvah min ha-Torah matzah, mitzvah sriches kavanah.